Thank you for calling the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging. My name is Alicia. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I had a missed call from this number. I was just calling back. My name is Tamidi, calling from Family First Care.
Family First Care, yes. Bear with me, bear with me.
Sure.
I just want to double check before I say the older adult's name, because sometimes I have other cases open and make a mistake and talk about the wrong person to the wrong people.
Got it.
For Darlene Linder, by any chance, do you have a consumer or an older adult by the name of Darlene Linder?
Okay, so give me one second while I check.
Okay, and what did you say your name was again?
First name Tamidi, last name Martinez.
T-A-M-I-D-A?
T-A-M-E-I-T-T-I.
Oh, T-A-M-I-E-T-T-I. Okay. Martinez. Thank you.
Let me try the first name. D-A-R, right?
D-A-R. Yes. And the date of birth is 7/8/1962.
Okay. So how can I assist you with her?
So I'm calling to verify, are you guys the home health agency for this older adult?
Yes. And you said the birth date was 7/8/1962?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm not sure if you're used to getting a lot of calls from Protective Service, but that's where I'm calling from. When anyone is over the age of 60 years, they and we get a report from the state, it comes to us for older adult protective service. And part of my role is to just inquire about the information that I received or ask questions if I have any questions, in hopes that the person I'm speaking with may know something or can guide me to the person who can answer the question.
It all depends, only because the patient coordinator that was assigned to this participant is no longer with us.
Okay, well, these should be some simple questions. So one of the questions would be, what is the MCO that's paying for these services?
Keystone First CHC.
All righty, thank you. When did the older adult get assessed by you guys to be a part of your agency?
Let me see when she started.
Thank you.
She'd been here for a minute. I would have to go to the notes. Hold on one second.
Take your time.
This is a lot of notes. I'm just trying to go up.
That's
there's fine. One person that does the home visits. So I don't see that they did one as of yet.
So she started, so what's her authorization date? When did her authorization start with you guys? Like, what days are
they? We got it on 2/9/24.
Okay. On February the 29th?
Not the 9th.
Oh, February the 9th, 2024? Okay, and it's still active?
Yes.
Awesome. How many hours?
So she gets 38 hours a week.
Okay, do you know the hours, like the shifts?
Yes, so the caregiver works Monday through Sunday. So let me see, Monday and Tuesday, she works 4 to 9. And then Wednesday through Sunday, seems like it flips and flops. Wednesday, she works 4 to 10, then 4 to 9 Thursday, then Friday, 4 to 9. Saturday, 4 to 10, Sunday, 4 to 10. It looks like a family member takes care of her.
Okay, do you have the name of that?
Her name is Kia Denise Linder.
Okay, and do you know what family member this is? If this is a daughter, granddaughter, a niece?
Let me see if it says that.
Thank you. And do you have Kia's phone number by any chance?
Yes, as soon as I get out the notes, I'll go back to the other one.
Okay. But if you can't find out what type of family member she is, do you know, like, so basically, did Ms. Darlene bring her to the agency, or did somebody?
Yes.
And Ms. Darlene brought her to the agency?
Yes.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, based off of any.
Oh, so she's the daughter.
She's a daughter, thank you.
Yeah, I see the notes on here. And then let me get you the number. Her number is 267-694-7055.
Okay, now, have you received any complaints, or have anybody mentioned any complaints? Like, I guess, wait, before that question, typically when we are trying to figure out the understanding of someone, we ask things like capacity. So do Mrs. Darlene have capacity to make informed decisions about her medical, her finances, and her overall care?
So that I wouldn't know, only because I'm not familiar with the case, like, at all. I do see that she did put in to, she's bringing on her granddaughter. She's going to take out the daughter and have the granddaughter be put on soon.
Okay, so OA will...
Yeah, I don't know if my administrator can probably assist you a little bit better than I can, only because I work in the HR department. I don't really deal with the clients, and this particular client I don't know anything of, only because she was assigned to a coordinator that just recently left.
Okay, well, if that person is available, because you helped out a lot, you basically gave me the schedule and when that she became effective and, like, the MCO. But that one question, like, did the older adult participate in her service plan and things like that, I would like to know. So if you're able to get the
give me 1 second. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm going to connect you to my administrator, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Sure.